Well, I'm about to do something out of the ordinary. I figure since it's my last Sunday, I can say the things I've always wanted to say. So when I call your name, feel free to stand. Now, this week, I'm sitting here in my office, you know, between the tears, between the, questions, between everything. Holy Spirit just grabbed me, right? And threw me up against the wall. That explains the hole in the wall over there. And it's nothing else, believe me. And I just started writing. Started writing some things out. Song came to me. Scripture came to me. I didn't write a song, but wish I did. It's such a great one. But we'll more on that later. And I just started writing. So bear with me as I read. You know, it's not your normal sermon. I won't say a lot of funny things unless I get really nervous, and then I could say some things that you might be glad I'm leaving. As I reflect on my time here at The Well, it's like been 7 years. Starting out at a YMCA for me, you know, I think I was actually part of some things at the elementary school as well. But setting up, tearing down at the YMCA, those were fun days. But they actually were, because it provided an opportunity for the team to come together, to have fun, for Josh and Anthony to go back and forth about Michigan State and IU. You know, back when both teams were decent. Were they ever good at the same time? Okay. Well, thinking about all that stuff, right, this week, it's all happening. And I was thinking how God has created all of us uniquely for something special. Yeah, it's redundant, I know, but that is how special God thinks we are. I've seen people who didn't think they've had any business singing, leading others in worship. I've seen people come and see the challenges that it is to be on a worship team and to think twice, but then to fight through and keep going and create some amazing music and amazing times of worship. The best part is seeing people interact, not with just each other, but with God throughout the process. I think about those who have come and gone, those who heard God's call and followed his lead. I think about those who are going to lead through the change here as I leave. They're great people. But God has called us all for something uniquely special. Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14 says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." 1 Peter 2:9. "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his wonderful light." I know this. It sometimes takes a giant leap of faith to flourish as God knows we can. What holds us back? Fear? Insecurity, shame, guilt, or even pride. It could be any of those things. It could be something entirely different. Today I challenge you to get face to face with God, as I have over the last couple of months. Look into his eyes. Open your heart. And let him speak fully into it. Can you imagine your life fully engulfed in the presence of God? How do we get there? We dive into his word. We love our neighbor. We take a moment and look around this room. Yeah, go ahead and do that. It's one of those moments. Look around. We love our brothers and sisters in Christ. We encourage. We listen. We are patient. We are kind. We love. We love. We love. Can we expect our lives to change if we aren't willing to put ourselves out there and be the change? So smile a little more. Yeah, I'm talking to myself there. I get it. All right. I see why Josh does all of his sermons now. He's basically talking, it's a conversation between he and God about himself. And yeah, that's where we are. So you can smile a little more. There. Oh, there. And sometimes it hurts. It really does. Give a little more of your finances, your time, your giftedness. Do what God has called us to do. I'm going to go on a record-breaking scripture reading now. I know some of you think of some of those opening worship sets are long. I'm going to blow that out of the water. Don't even look at the screen. It might hurt your eyes. Just close your eyes and listen to God's word. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, "It is mine to avenge. I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. How about that for scripture? One of my all-time favorites. Usually I stop after verse 3, but I couldn't stop myself this week. And so as I thought about that, I want you to know this. It can sometimes hurt. It's not easy. You may fail a few times before you get it right, but it will all be worth it. At least that's what we have to believe. Why do I believe this? Because of 1 John 4:7-16. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone whose love has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit, and we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them, and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. God loves us that much. So, church, today, as I say goodbye, I know I can do so with confidence, not in anything I've done, but what God has done for us and through us. I know he calls us out of our comfort zone. I know he calls us out of the familiar and our circle of safety. I know he places us in specific places for a specific amount of time. Take every advantage of that time. We will have our moments of doubt, yes. We will see insurmountable tasks in front of us, yeah. But through it all, he is there. He is stronger than our fears, our insecurities, and our failures. We'll be okay. We have a God who loves us bigger than those mountains we have to climb, those people that tear us down, and those voices that say we aren't good enough. God says we are good enough. So let's keep our eyes on him. Let's reciprocate his love. Let's share his love. Take a moment and remember, it is well. Let's quiet our hearts and minds before him and let him speak. It is well.